Is it working?
Yep, it's working. Okay. Today is March 15, 2007, and I'm Ben Petrie, and I'm with Linda Cameron, and we're here with Harry Herder at his home in Northfield. Hi, Harry.
Yeah.
I think we'll go back a little bit, and we'll talk about the boat some more. You brought out.
You want to talk about the boat?
Yeah, a little bit more. You brought out some artifacts.
Yeah.
The story about that uniform, and we can begin with that.
The job I got, the bunk room they put me in, the very first thing I got on the boat was on the right-hand side, starboard side, between the wheel and the boiler that ran it. And there was an open space in the middle, and then there was the boiler that ran the other wheel, and then the black guys were all between that wheel and that boiler. So they separated us, you know, by across the boat. There were two stories in the bunk room, you know, and he put me on the bottom story, and there were two bunks like this on each story, you know, and I got the bottom bunk right near the gadget there where the axle came through for the wheel. And underneath my bunk there were two drawers, and I got one of them. It was empty, and the Duke took me in and said, "Okay, unpack, put your bag in there." And so I did. And then after a while, the guys that were working on the boat started coming in. And they, "Oh, you're the new guy, right?" That kind of stuff. And they all crawled in the shower and went to sleep. And I did the same thing. I went to sleep. Then they woke us all up in the morning. And they woke us up at 6:30, and we had to get our quarters all straightened out, and then get upstairs for breakfast, which was way up on the fourth deck. And I remember one morning I went up there and I was groggy, and I hit my head on a steel beam, and bleeding like mad, and I didn't even know it, you know, I was grumbling because I hit my head. And somebody said, "What the hell?" So they took me back in the kitchen and cleaned me up and stopped the blood. Anyway, we come back down, and then when we came back downstairs, we issued those. Now, we didn't put them on yet. We just took them up to our workstation and set them there, and then we got to work cleaning the boat. And my first job they assigned me to was to work at the Coke stand across the dance floor from the bandstand. You know, and there were three, four, five of us all working behind the Coke. It's quite a long thing. And all the Cokes were syrup. You know, there wasn't a can of Coke or a bottle. There wasn't a can of anything in those days. There wasn't a bottle of Coke or anything. It was syrup. We pumped the soda water in it. And other drinks too, you know, other things, but that was the whole thing, just all soft drinks. And of course, what it was for is in the summer, at nighttime, when the big guys, it was the mix for the alcohol they brought on with them, you know. In the afternoon, it was just a drink for mommies and kiddies, you know. They'd go with mommies would bring baskets of food, and they'd all sit around and eat. But anyway, our job was to clean up our Coke stand first, because it got messy from the night, and we'd really do a job on that, and then we won't branch out, and we got the whole rest of the dance floor. You know, there's quite a big crew of us, and then we went up and got the mezzanine deck. And just about the time we'd be finishing the mezzanine deck, while they'd be taking on the mummies and the kiddies for the afternoon ride. And we would go out and we'd work our stand and give them an afternoon ride, and the kiddies would be running around and having a ball, and the mummies are all sitting up around the mezzanine at tables with their baskets in the middle and trading stories and one thing another and letting the kids run. And after they come back, then they all go home. And then we do a real quick job of cleaning the place up again. Now, during the ride, we were given a time. We were, you know, some of us would go and some wouldn't. We'd go upstairs and have lunch, and then we were allowed an hour for a nap. We'd go down to our, what you call it, a nap. Because when they came in, we'd have to clean up again, and about the time we were through cleaning up and had dinner, well, they'd the night.
Is it in there? Did you check?
Let me pause one sec.